نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذا قيل لهم امنوا كما امن الناس قالوا انؤمن كما امن السفهاء وقال الله تبارك وتعالى محمد رسول الله والذين معه اشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من اثر السجود صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elder and friends, mothers, sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to the program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem that he addressed the kuffar and he addressed the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it was told to the kuffar, to the disbelievers, and when it was told to the munafiqeen, آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, bring iman like how the people brought iman. The people here refers to the sahaba. In this verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to a sahaba as our measure of iman. If we want to measure our iman is correct, then we need to measure our iman with the iman of the sahaba. Their thinking, their aqidah, their philosophy, their ideology. If our iman, our thinking, philosophy and ideology is like the iman of the sahaba, then our iman is correct. And if our thinking and philosophy is different from what the sahaba thought, then our iman is incorrect. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has been very sensitive to the respect, dignity and honor of the sahaba. If anybody criticizes the sahaba, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala immediately condemned them. When it was told to the munafiqeen and the kuffar, bring iman like how the sahaba brought iman, they replied, "Anu'min kama aman as-sufaha." Must we bring iman like how the stupid people brought iman? The kuffar and the munafiqeen referred to the sahaba as stupid people. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala replies, "Ala innahum hum as-sufaha." Behold, those people that say the sahaba are stupid, they themselves are stupid. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala describes the sahaba in beautiful words in the Quran Kareem. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. Walladheena ma'ahu. And those people that were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the sahaba. Four qualities have been mentioned. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. They were very harsh against the kuffar. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And among the believers with each other, they were soft, loving and compassionate. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You would see the sahaba all the time. They're either making ruku, they're either making sajda. Engage in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They knew the objective of life. And سِمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. When you look at the faces, you can just make out that this is the face of a namazi. You would see the effect of sajda on the faces. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. They were so great, illustrious people that thousands of years before they could even come in the world, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about them in the Torah and the Injil. Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Injil that was given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, this was thousands of years even before the Sahaba could come in the world. Allah already praises them in the previous books. How fortunate we are to be linked up with the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One very great illustrious Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There were two tribes in Madinah al-Munawwara, the tribe of Aus and the tribe of Khazraj. These two tribes made up the Ansars of Madinah al-Munawwara, the helpers who helped the Muhajirin and the people that helped Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from the tribe of Khazraj. Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullahi, great muhaddis, he describes Muaz ibn Jabal with these words: Kana abyaz wazi'ul wajh barraqus sanaya akhalul aynain kana shabban jamilan samhan min khayri shababi qawmih. Says Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was white in complexion, bright face, barraqus sanaya, whenever he would smile, then there would be a shine coming out from his teeth. Akhalul aynain, always putting surma around his eyes. Kana shabban jamila, he was a young boy, he was a young person, but very handsome, good looking. Samhan, very easy going with each other. Min khayri shababi qawmi, and he was among the best youth of his nation. Allama Waqidi rahmatullah alayh, he describes Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala with these words: Kana min ajmal rijal wa shahid al mashahida kullaha. A very good looking, handsome person, and he took part in all the wars, jihads with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Abu Nu'aym in Hilya, he describes Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala by saying, Imamul Fuqaha wa Kanzul Ulama. He was the Imam of the Fuqaha, the jurist, the leader of the jurist, and he was a great treasure for the ulama. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he encapsulates everything about Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu with this words, and he says, Ajazatin Nisa antalidna misla Muaz. No woman can give birth today like the mother of Muaz ibn Jabal who gave birth to Muaz ibn Jabal. What great illustrious personality was Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What was the background of Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepting Islam? How did he accept Islam? He was in Madinah al-Munawwara, a young person, young boy, like any one of our youngsters. At the height of oppression and persecution in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu Madinah al-Munawwara to work among the people in Madinah al-Munawwara, invite them towards Allah, invite them towards Islam. And it was the effort of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. And as mentioned yesterday, in the biography of Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the delegation that went from Madinah to Munawwara to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly in the valleys of Mina, one was Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Those Sahaba that met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the valleys of Mina, they have great honor and great prestige among the Sahaba. When Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu took bay'at in the hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his level of iman was very, very high. And he was very opposed to kufr and shirk. When he returned to Madinah to Munawwara, he and a group of youngsters, they resolved that they are not going to allow anyone to worship idols. And if they see anybody worshipping idols, they would oppose him and they would break the idols. They were a group of youngsters. They were high in the spirit of iman. There was one very senior person, Hazrat Amr ibn Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was from the tribe of Banu Salama, very rich, wealthy person, and a senior person in Madinah al-Munawwarah. He had his own idol. He carved out his own idol. He had it in the home. Every day he should make it wear silk clothing, and he should put fragrance on it. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala and a group of youngsters, they resented him worshipping that idol. In the middle of the night, they went to his house, they took that idol away and threw it in the dump yard. In the morning, Amr ibn Jabuh, at that time, he used to worship idols. He woke up in the morning, he saw that his Lord is not there. Somebody threw his God away. He went around looking everywhere, he found it in the dump yard. He brought it back. And he said, he washed his idol, he washed his Lord, made it wear clothes again, applied fragrance. Second night, same thing happened. Third night, same thing happened. Amr ibn Jammu said, Man ada ala alihatina hada? Who is the one that did this operation to our Lord? The third day, when this happened, Amr ibn Jammu took a sword and he put the sword by the neck of the idol. And he told, Itfa, that defend yourself with the sword. So that third time, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala and a group of youngsters, they took that idol, they tied it up with a dog, and they put it in a dump yard near the well. Amr ibn Jammu went to look for his idol, went to look for his Lord, and when he saw that it is tied up with a dog right in the center of the well, that's when he realized. And he said, Allah, لو كانت آلهتنا. By Allah, if you were our Lord, you would never be tied up with a dog in the center of a well. That's when Amr ibn Jammuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the effort of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, accepted Islam. This was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijrat, he came to Madinatul Munawwara. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala stayed very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's when the real color of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the spirit of Iman, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of spirituality, it came into Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. And over a period of time, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala became a very great personality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells about Mu'adh ibn Jabal that he was أَعْلَمُ أُمَّتِي بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. Young person, not even 20 years old, 21 years old, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he is the most learned person in my ummah regarding issues of halal and haram. What is permissible, what is not permissible? When you view, we compare with all the sahaba, he was the one that was able to give the most correct, appropriate guidance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Mu'adh ibn Jabal, اِقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ. Read the Quran from four people. Quran revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Early stages of Islam, Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala was already an expert in the recitation of the Quran, and from among the four people, Nabi has mentioned, learn the Quran from Mu'adh ibn Jabal. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Mu'adh ibn Jabal, يَعْتِي الْمُعَاذِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَنًا أَمَامَ النَّاسِ بِرَتْوَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Mu'adh ibn Jabal will come before people with great pride, dignity and honor. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May dua for Mu'adh ibn Jabal. يَحْفَذُكَ أَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَأَنْ شِمَالِكَ وَأَنْ فَوْقِكَ وَمِنْ تَحْتِكَ وَدْفَعْ الشَّرَّ الْجِنْ وَالْإِنْسِ مِنْهُ. Oh, kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Mu'adh, may Allah preserve you from the right, from the left, from the top, from the bottom. And may Allah protect you from the shayateen and the jinn. This was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkatul Mukarrama, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Attab ibn Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Amir. And the teacher to teach the people in Makkatul Mukarrama was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The people of Yemen, they requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send a teacher to teach them Deen and Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to the people of Yemen that Ba'astu khayra ahli. I'm sending the best person from my family. Nabi Sallam regarded Mu'adh ibn Jabal, his family, somebody very close to him. I'm sending such a person to teach you people. When Nabi Sallam was sending him off to Yemen, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Oh Mu'adh, Nabi Sallam was walking with him out of Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Sallam told him that what your condition will be when you return here, one day I won't be living anymore. Mu'adh ibn Jabal heard this. So close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were sacrificing their lives for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for a Sahabi to hear that he's not going to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam anymore, how painful was that upon the Sahabi? Mu'adh ibn Jabal burst out crying. And it was a reality. When Mu'adh ibn Jabal was in Yemen, and when he returned, it was in that period that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. When he returns to Medina to Munawwara, and he passes by the Rose Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he realizes what Nabi Kareem had told him, and with just tears flowing down the eyes of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. At the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the people of Sham, they requested Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to send somebody as a teacher. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then chose Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went to Palestine, and it was in Sham. That time Palestine all was regarded at one place. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu went there as a teacher, teaching the people, educating the people there. On one occasion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu's student, Masruq, he says that once Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala read this ayat of the Quran Kareem, which in the Quran Kareem, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. So instead of taking the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Inna Mu'az kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. Mu'az is such a great person that he's like a ummat himself. So somebody told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Nasita, maybe you forgot the ayat, because the Quran, Allah is referring to Ibrahim alayhi salam, not Mu'az. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, no, I didn't forget. That I like Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in terms of knowledge, in terms of devotion, in terms of dedication. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away in a plague. There was a plague that broke out. Thousands of Sahaba had passed away. And in that, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away in a plague. At a very young age, at the age of 42 or 43, Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. Before he passed away, and that's the advice that I want to share with you. Before he passed away, he knew death is coming. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu welcomed death. And this can only happen when somebody has prepared his whole life for the akhirat. He's got no fear for the akhirat. He's waiting when he can meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. That person who wishes to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah also wishes to meet him. So Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala knew he's about to pass away. Few moments before he could pass away, he made the statement, marhaba bil maud, marhaba zairan ghayra ghayab. Welcome, O death, welcome, O death. You are a visitor, you went away, and I'm waiting for you to come. Who can say this? Only when a person is prepared for his akhirat, such a person can make that statement. And then he also mentioned, وَحَبِيبٌ وَفَدَ عَلَى شَوْقٍ. That you are such a beloved person, referring to death, that you have come with great amount of desire. I've been waiting for you when you are going to come. Through you, I'm going to meet my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then, before he could pass away, he made a thought-provoking statement. He beseeches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says, Allahumma innaka ta'lam. Oh Allah, you know, inni lam akun uhibbu ad-dunya wa tul al-baqa. Allah, you know that I do not love the dunya, and I do not wish to live in this dunya for a long time. Li gharsil ashjar wa jari al-anhar. I didn't want to live in this world to plant trees and to dig streams, basically to amass the fortune of this world. Walakin لِزَمْءِ الْجَوَاهِرِ لِزَمْءِ الْحَوَاجِرِ وَمُكَابَتَةِ السَّاعَاتِ وَمُزَاحَتُنَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ بِالرُّكَبْ عِنْدَ حَلَقِ الذِّكْرِ. Three things he mentioned. Oh Allah, if there was only reason for me to live in this world, three things. Those people that are completely abandoned, no food to eat, no drink to, no water to drink, no clothes to clothe themselves. I only wish to stay away alive so that I could be a means of providing food and water and shelter for those people. And those people that are going through challenging times, Allah, I only wish to live so that I could help and assist those people. And then Allah, I only wish to live so that with groups of people I could go in the gatherings of the ulama where they make zikr and can join in the gatherings of zikr. Look at the focus, the mindset of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. What they liked to go in the gatherings of ulama, gatherings of zikr, sit there, they knew that the investment for the akhirat lies in that. Before concluding, there's three incidents, but great lessons of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala we could learn. The first one, Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala was a young person, but very, very generous. He could not say anybody no. Anyone would come to him, ask him for loans, he would give them loans. If he didn't have, he would take from other people. So once, his creditors, they went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, Ya Rasulullah, Mu'adh ibn Jabal owes us money, and he's not paying us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Mu'adh ibn Jabal and told him, Oh Mu'adh, why are you not paying? You owe people money. And everybody knew Mu'adh was a young person, very generous, and he probably must have helped and assisted people. But that is no justification not to pay your creditors out. So Nabi Kareem, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu told, Ya Rasulullah, my money is locked up in properties. Like how many of us will say, I got no liquid, it's all locked up in properties. Nabi Kareem told him, liquidate. Sell your properties, liquidate it, and then pay your creditors out. In the hadith it mentioned, if Nabi Kareem would have spared anyone, Nabi would have spared Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. What a great lesson for us to learn. We want to gain spiritual heights, we can never do it until we don't put our monetary issues right. Very easy to perform salah, very easy to make zikr, but your monetary issues, put that right, then you'll get the closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Second lesson, Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem says, "Ordinary amarani an aqra bil mu'awwazat dubura kulli salah." Nabi Kareem says, told me after every salat I should recite the mu'awwazat. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Nowadays every one of us, nearly everyone is complaining, black magic, jinn attacking, this went wrong, that went wrong, I don't know what happened. Very simple. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, after every namaz, recite Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And if possible, blow it in your hand, pass it in your body. Inshallah, you'll be completely divinely protected by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the last advice of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, Wallah inni uhibbuk. Oh Mu'adh, by Allah, I take an oath in the name of Allah that I love you. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is out of love I'm giving you this advice. La tada'na fi duburi kulli salah. After every salat, make this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, you help me, you assist me to make a zikr. We can't make zikr by our own. Until Allah doesn't give us the tawfiq to do it, and Allah put the courage in us to do it, we won't make the zikr. Zikr comes with the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah gives us so much of wealth, but making shukr also comes with the tawfiq of Allah. Allah, you help me to make your shukr. And wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, you help me to beautify my ibadat. One is to make ibadat, just to follow the rhythm behind the imam, ruku, sajda, etc. And one is to beautify your salat, where you create a bond. You're not reading salat just for the sake of salat. You are reading salat because you worshipping Allah, and Allah deserves to be worshipped. And you're creating a bond with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're performing your salat, you're concentrating. You're thinking that you're standing before Allah. You're going into ruku, you're saying, Subhana Rabbil Azim. Who are you praising? Whose majesty you are talking about? You're going into sajda, Subhana Rabbil Ala. Who are you praising? Who are you glorifying? Allah. So all the time you have the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in your heart and your mind. And through that, It is not just verbalizing it, but internalizing it. Put it into your heart, and then you'll see that enjoyment, that halawa, the sweetness of the ibadat will come into our heart. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to have the greatest amount of azmat and respect for the sahaba. And in the context of hadith, it's amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one that narrates this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَاتِ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. People in Jannah will go into Jannah. They'll enjoy Jannah. But the only thing that the people of Jannah will regret will be those moments in the world in which they did not make the zikr of Allah. Allah made us sit here in a masjid in the month of Ramadan, almost middle of the night. What a great tawfiq. What a great bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah chose us to be here. We are not here by choice. Allah chose us to be here. So let us use this moment to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make munajat. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah will take us in His rahmat and His mercy. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite 3 times. Qul huwallahu ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله